Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Wilder versus Spilker conference call. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Lou DiBella, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the conference call, final conference call for the Showtime Championship Boxing Show, January 16th of this new year, 2016, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The show will begin at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Showtime. I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. It's a world championship, heavyweight championship doubleheader. These are the first two heavyweight title fights in over 100 years in Brooklyn on the same night. It's 115 years since the last heavyweight title fight in Brooklyn. And there'll be two on the same night on January 16th on Showtime. The first bout will be for the vacant IBF heavyweight world championship between Charles Martin and the highest-ranked contender in the IBF, former Olympic bronze medalist Vyacheslav Zar Laskov. The main event will be Deontay Wilder, the heavyweight champion of the world, the WBC heavyweight champion, defending his title against the very colorful and exciting Artur Spilka. We're going to start with the first fight. Actually, we're going to start with Steven Espinoza, the man who runs Showtime Boxing and who's put together this great card for us. And Steven, will you say a few words? Steven?
Hey, thank you, Lou. Thanks, Lou. As some of you know, 2016 represents the 30th anniversary of Showtime Championship Boxing. The very first fight at Showtime was telecast in March 10th, 1986, Marvelous Marvin Hagler versus Mugabe. And we've had a variety of high-profile fighters and fights since. And to kick off our 30th anniversary year, I can't think of a better way to do it than at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn with a doubleheader of heavyweight title fights. There's going to be some explosive action. We have some really entertaining, interesting personalities. In fact, I can't wait to see what the rest of this call holds. So I'll turn it back over to you, Lou.
Thank you, Steven. I'm going to start with the man who's the highest, the leading available contender in the IBF, and he is going to be fighting Charles Martin for the IBF heavyweight championship. Zar Glaskov, 21-0 with one draw, 13 KOs, from the Ukraine originally, fighting out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's a 2007 silver medalist at the World Amateur Boxing Championships, a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist at super heavyweight. Manager extraordinaire Igis Klimas is on the call, and he will do the translating for Zar Glaskov. Glaskov has wins over Hamer, Tor Hamer, Garrett Wilson, Thomas Adamek, Derek Rossi, and Steve Cunningham. His draw came against then unbeaten Malik Scott. And I'll turn it over to Igis. Would Zar like to make a statement to start? And by the way, Zar is promoted by Main Events. And Kathy Duva, Main Events, will be obviously co-promoting this event with us, this fight with us. Igis, Zar?
Yeah. Hi, hello, everybody. This is Vegas, manager of Vyacheslav Glaskov. We're very happy to have a title shot for the world title, IBF. We wanted to thank our promoter, Main Event, for doing such a good job for bringing Glaskov to this opportunity. I am very fortunate to represent Mr. Glaskov, which has been doing already. I've been doing life for 4 years, and this is a big shot for him to become a world title. Let me introduce to you Vyacheslav Glaskov, the contender for the IBF title. Slava skoristite.
Yeah, hello everybody. This is Vyacheslav Glaskov. This is a big opportunity for me and a big chance with the world champion fight.
Thank you, Vyacheslav. Charles Martin, 22 wins, no losses, one draw with 20 KOs. Born in St. Louis, Missouri, from Carson, California. Charles is a huge physical specimen at 6'5". The 29-year-old southpaw knockout artist was an accomplished amateur. He won the 2012 National PAL Championship, was a National Golden Gloves runner-up in 2012 also. Charles is something of an unknown commodity to a lot of people. He is the number 3-ranked IBF contender and is looking forward to his opportunity and what he thinks is going to be a knockout win against Vyacheslav Glazkov. Charles, would you like to say a few words, please?
Yes. I'm so thankful to be in this position and blessed, you know, to get a world title shot, and that's what all the boxers, you know, dream of, you know, and it's finally becoming a reality to me, and I'm not going to let anything stand in front of me of receiving this IBF title, so I will be prepared on January 16th. I'm up in high altitude right now. I'm in the snow. You know, I'm running in the snow. I'm getting grimy with it, and, you know, it's going to all show in the ring.
Thank you, Charles. And Charles is promoted by Warriors Boxing.
Warriors.
In Florida, so they will also be a co-promoter of this title fight. I'm going to open it up now to questions for Vyacheslav Glazkov and Charles Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Again, if you have any questions, please press star 1. Our first question comes from Dan Raphael. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Hey, Charles, you there?
Yep.
Hey, good to talk to you today. Charles, I had a couple of questions for you. First of all, I'm interested to know just what your thoughts were. We all knew that this was a possible fight that was going to be ordered once the IBF went ahead and stripped Tyson Fury for making the decision to not fight Glazkov in the mandatory fight to take a rematch with Vladimir Klitschko instead. So you were scheduled to fight on December 12th against Dominic Brazil on one of the PBC cards on NBC. And I'm wondering, when that came up, I want to know from your point of view, how hard of a decision was it to pull out of that fight? And did you struggle with that at all, or was it sort of a slam dunk, hey, I've got this opportunity just a few weeks later, a month later, to fight for one of these belts that I'm going to go ahead and withdraw from that bout? Can you take me through that decision-making process?
Oh, man, yeah, I'm glad you asked that because I wanted to do both of the fights. You know, my team is the one that talked me out of it. I was up here making sense, and they're like, yeah, you know, that's right. And that was with my coaches, the conversation with my coaches. I'm like, I could do this fight. You know, I can get this another way. Then I'm lined up right here. You know, my manager, you know, and everybody else, you know, they're like, hey, you know, this is a world opportunity. You know, the opportunity of a lifetime. You know, you fight for a world title. So we're pulling out. You know, you're going to get back to camp and get this belt. So, you know, I guess after a while it sank in and it started to make sense. And I said, hey, you know, whatever. Let's just do it. Because, you know, anything could happen. You could get cut or some headbutt, you know, any kind of crazy stuff that could have pulled me out of this fight. But I guarantee, you know, I was going to knock Dom out, you know. That's automatic. You know what I mean? He already, we know each other. I would have knocked him out for sure.
You're talking about Brazil, you know?
Yeah, Dominic Brazil, I would have knocked him out.
When you did make that decision to withdraw from the fight, did you stay straight through in camp? Did you at least take a couple of days off? Did you do anything over the holidays, or did you just basically stay in camp and just work all the way through it?
Yeah, I took a week off. I took that week off, and then we got back to camp. You know, I started back training when I was in L.A. You know, I live in North Hollywood, so we have a gym right there. You know, these guys, you know, they sponsor me, and I got a gym right there. Me and my coaches got in there, and, you know, we're hitting pads, and we're doing workouts, doing pull-ups, push-ups, you know, calisthenic type of movements. And then we got right back up here into the high altitude, man. We're in Big Bear right now. We've been here for a few weeks now, a week or two or a week and a half, whatever. I don't know for sure, like, exactly, but we've been up here grinding, man. We're getting it in. I'm perfect shape. I'm in the best shape I've ever been in my life, you know, and I'm ready to fight.
Well, I want to ask you about that then because Glazkov has obviously been a good fighter for a while. He has the Olympic medal in his background, has a big-time amateur career. But to be nice, he's had a couple of decisions against good fighters, Cunningham specifically, also maybe Derek Rossi, perhaps the draw against Malik Scott, where many, many people thought that those three guys beat him. And, you know, for whatever reason, the judges liked his way of doing things. You know, he got the win. Good for him. But I'm wondering, when you look at the record and you see that, does it make you think to yourself, boy, you know, I better really get rid of this guy because I cannot leave it in the hands of the judges. This guy's been awfully lucky to some people, and I need to take him out of there.
Oh, man, you know, I don't really even, like, look, I don't even focus on, you know, I don't even take the time to think about those kind of things because he's never been in the ring with a fighter like me. You know, I'm no Cunningham. I'm no, you know, Tor Hamer. You know, I'm none of these guys that he fought. Malik Scott, even Malik Scott beat him supposedly, you know, but I ain't even know Malik Scott. So I'm a totally, totally different fighter than he's ever seen. And come fight night, I'm ready to prove it to the whole entire world. You know, I'm ready to be that superstar. You know, we train like superstars. If you're gonna train mediocre, you'll be mediocre. And that's what I see out of a lot of fighters, you know, heavyweights especially. But we train to be superstars, and that's what you guys are gonna see.
Charles, thank you very much. Good luck to you next week, and I'll see you up in New York. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Hey, likewise. Thank you.
Next question.
Our next question comes from Josh Katsowitz, Forbes. Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, you know, for the last 10, 11 years, I guess if it was a heavyweight, if you wanted to be the champion, you're probably going to have to go through Vladimir Klitschko to do it. And now, after he's I just wonder for a heavyweight, now that Klitschko's kind of been vanquished, does that change, I guess, the reality of the entire heavyweight division from your perspective? As you become a champion, well, I don't do Klitschko anymore. Has everything kind of changed, I guess, the mindset for a fighter like yourself?
Is that for Charles?
Excuse me?
What was that question for, Josh?
Sorry, that was for Charles.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
The question was, with Klitschko now losing to Fury and the dominance in the division disappearing, how does this change, like, how a heavyweight like you views the division, and, you know, what is it, where do you see the future going, you know, based upon Klitschko's new position in the division? And actually, with Charles, when you finish with your answer, we'll have Zar Glaskov answer the same question. But go ahead, Charles.
I just see it, you know, it was going to open up eventually. You know, Klitschko had a very good run, you know, his whole career, you know, was outstanding. You know, he's an awesome fighter. And but, you know, it's our time now. You know, it's new fighters on the map. You know, we have plans. We have big plans of knocking him out as well. You know, we wanted to, you know, knock him out and become superstars overnight. You know, everybody got the dream, you know. So, I mean, it's here now, man. I get to fight for the IBF world title, man. I can't believe it. Every day I wake up, you know, I got to think it, like, I'm freaking blessed, man. You know, I'm fighting for a world title. This is crazy. Sometimes it don't even like sound right, but it's real. So I'm gonna seize the moment, man. Definitely.
Игорь,
Славик, вопрос пришел от репортера. Когда вот столько много лет Кличко, они как бы держали всю полную тяжеловесов. Вот это все. То есть вопрос такой, как ты видишь будущее тяжелого веса боксеров?
Ну, сейчас тяжелый вес оживится, пояса пошли как бы по разным претендентам, пояса не держит один человек, и, соответственно, это вызывает больше интерес у публики и больше ажиотаж. То есть оживление произойдет в супертяжелом весе, это однозначно.
Well, I think right now a heavyweight division is going to be very interesting because all the titles getting split around is going to be becoming more champions, and that's what the fan always likes it. And you know, because it's for so many years it was called by one person, which is two persons, but it's, you can count like a one person, Klitschko. So he says, you know, he's looking forward to see what is going to be happening and changing in the heavyweight division.
Thank you, Igis. And I think that's what everybody's waiting to see, and I think that's what makes this show on January 16th at the Barclays Center so exciting. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com at the Barclays Center box office or through BarclaysCenter.com. And we'll go on to the next question.
Our next question comes from Tommy Dees, the Tuscaloosa News. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. This is for both fighters. I just want to know, one of you, unless there's a draw, wins this title next weekend. Are you anxious to unify with either the WBC champion or with Tyson Fury if he keeps it, whoever holds the other belts?
You first.
Why don't we start with Egas on this one, with Star on this one.
Славик, вопрос такой, что если вы кто-то из вас выиграет вот этот титул или там, ну, надеемся, он говорит, надеемся, что не будет ничья, если выиграет кто-то титул, у тебя есть интерес как бы дальше соединить титулы там или WBC или там WBA, WBO?
Да, однозначно есть. Это моя основная цель — собрать все титулы. И настоящий чемпион – это чемпион, который владеет всеми поясами. Поэтому это моя основная цель.
Yes, of course. This is probably the dream of everybody, every fighter, you know, to get the whole titles, because I truly believe that, you know, the real champion is who is holding all the four titles.
Charles.
Yeah, I want it all. You know, as soon as I get this belt, you know, I want to unify. I want everything. I want all the hardware. So, you know, look out for Prince Charles Martin. You know, I'm here to make a statement, and you guys are going to see, finally. You know, I've been under wraps for a long time now, but, you know, now the world can see me display my skill. And, yeah, I can't wait to unify. I want everything.
Last question, guys.
Our last question comes from Mike Woods. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate it. This question is for Prince Charles. Charles, is it fair to say, do you think, that Glasshawk is a pretty decent step up in competition on paper from who else you fought? And I'd like your technical assessment of him as a boxer and what you think he brings to the table.
Yeah, he's definitely a step up, you know, on paper. That's, you know, his resume reads well. And he's a good fighter, you know. I mean, he's technical with keeping his hands up and stuff like that. Has a pretty nice hook, you know. He has a pretty nice hook or something like that. And but, you know, I got to give you the ups and the downs, you know. He's a little guy. You know, I'm massive, you know, strong, powerful, elusive. He's definitely gonna be in there for the hardest fight of his life that he'll ever have.
And then I pose the question to Czar. Czar, you heard what Charles said. He called him a little guy. Like your reaction to that and your reaction to and what you think of Martin technically. Have you seen tape on him? What do you think of him as a fighter?
Ставит вопрос тебе, что ты думаешь про Чарльз Мартина как боксера?
Ну, уважаю каждого своего соперника как боксера, потому что все, кто выходит в ринг, это уже большой подвиг совершает. Ну, а как о боксере могу сказать, что большой парень, левша, посмотрели пару его боев, готовимся персонально под него. Ну, что сказать. Нестандартный, неудобный, но мы подбираем плечики на тренировку.
Mm. First of all, I wanted to say I respect all of my opponents, that anybody who is stepping in the ring, it's already doing a very big job. As far as a boxer, what can I say? You know, he's a big dude. He's a southpaw. I saw a couple of his videos. He's not a standard guy. He's not a comfortable guy. But that's what I'm picking up my sparring partners. And that's what, you know, I'm working especially preparing for to fight him.
Charles has said he's gunning for the knockout, and basically says he's going to get it. Czar, what about you? What's your prediction for this fight?
What's the prediction? You asking Czar what his prediction for this fight?
I guess, what is his prediction for the fight?
Славик, он говорит, что он тебя нокаутирует и спрашивает, а как ты думаешь, как бой закончится?
Я на нокаут настраиваться не буду, я буду показывать свою работу, хороший, красивый бокс, а нокаут придет сам с собой.
I'm not going to be saying I'm going to knock him out, I'm not going to be aiming to knock him out, I'm just going to fighting and showing to everybody a good skills, good boxing, and if it's a knockout going to come, it's going to come.
Gotcha. Good stuff. Thanks. Appreciate it. Be well.
Well, thank you, Charles Martin. Thank you, Czar Glaskov. Thanks. Thank you, Igas. And,
thank you.
I look forward to seeing you guys next week in Brooklyn. And this is a hugely significant fight in the heavyweight division. There's a belt at stake. There's an Olympic medalist fighting an American, massive American heavyweight, as Charles accurately described himself, and also extremely charismatic and you know, English-speaking American heavyweight that would, you know, this fight can bring a major new player to the forefront in the heavyweight division. So it's a very significant fight. I thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next week. And now we're going to move on to the main event of the evening, Deontay Wilder's third defense of his WBC heavyweight championship of the world against Artur Szpilka, who's promoted by Warriors Boxing. If you've been following this promotion or listened to our first call, you'll know that Arthur's English has gotten much better. And he's never at a loss for words, nor is he at a loss for confidence. And I know that Deontay is looking forward to fighting a guy that's looking to bring the fight and is this confident in his own skills and his ability. The esteemed Polish Peter is on the call also, if his translating skills are needed. Arthur, would you like to say a few words to start?
Welcome to everybody. The new heavyweight champion is here. You will see. And that's it. I wait for question. That's it.
Well, the man who believes he's going to be the new heavyweight champion just said a couple of words. Now we're going to go to the heavyweight champion, undefeated Deontay Wilder. Deontay?
Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year's. We're headed to a new year. It's going to be a hell of a year this year for not only myself, but a lot of other fighters as well too. There's a lot of things going on in the heavyweight division. The division is definitely alive, and I'm looking to claim it all. So I wish all the heavyweights in the division good luck on their up-and-coming journeys, and I definitely wish my opponent good luck of becoming the first Polish champion. You know, that is something that has been a hard task to complete for many Polish guys. He's not the first to come, and it's going to be definitely difficult for him as well too, but I wish him luck. You know, he should be proud that he made it this far and got this opportunity. So I'm looking forward to January the 16th to conquer the world.
Thank you, Deontay. We're going to open it up for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please hold while our questions come into queue.
Just informationally, the fight right now is selling very, very well. It's over two-thirds sold out, and we expect, you know, the holidays just ended. We expect a big rush to the box office in the next 10 days, and we're looking forward to a largely sold-out crowd, if not a sold-out crowd. I think we have an excellent chance of selling out this event, and people should get their tickets now when they're still available. First question?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you have any questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. please hold while questions come into queue.
I'll throw one out just to start when we're waiting on other people. How's training going, Deontay? How's camp been? How's your training? Same question for Arthur.
Camp has been wonderful, man. We didn't have a lot of wonderful guys to come in camp. And, man, you know, I've always been in shape. You know, that's always been my motto, that I'm never out of shape. But, you know, but to not have sparred or fought a southpaw in 3 years and to have a great camp like I've had, man, it's been crazy. You know, the thing that's it reminded me of why I enjoy and love fighting southpaws. You know, I definitely had fun in this camp, and I'm looking forward to the fight. You know, I really am. This is my statement year, the start of the year, and I'm looking forward to make a statement on Spooker Face.
Thank you, champ. Arthur, how's your camp been? How are you preparing?
U mnie wszystko w porządku, wszystko przebiega w najlepszym, że tak powiem, porządku. Nie mogę się doczekać walki. Jestem tak naprawdę już gotowy na tą walkę. Teraz czekam z niecierpliwością, czekam do wyjazdu i nie mogę się doczekać, kiedy spojrzę mu w końcu w oczy i zacznie się to całe zamieszanie wokół walki.
Everything is great. Everything is fine. To be honest, I cannot wait to start this whole commotion. Especially I am waiting for the moment I will be able for the first time to look in Deontay's eyes and then be in the middle of this whole fight week preparation and fight week craziness.
Thank you. Moderator, we have any questions?
Our first question comes from Tommy Dees, the Tuscaloosa News. Go ahead.
Yeah, for each fighter, what is difficult about preparing for the other guy? For Deontay, how different is it facing a southpaw, especially one that kind of fights out of a crouch? And for Spilka, how difficult is it to prepare for someone who is so tall and with such reach?
For me, it's difficult to, you know, it's different levels to what you look at as difficult. You know, for me, like I said, southpaws are my fun people to fight. You know, southpaws and people that pressure me, them the ones I enjoy the most in sparring and in actual fights and stuff like that. There's nothing, you know, difficult about the southpaw, unless a southpaw, other than it just you're switching sides with fighters. You know, their hands, what you're used to seeing is just the backwards. That's about it. You know, everything else is, you know, it's all about your skill, your determination, your IQ in the ring, and what you're able to do, your ability, you know. And I can put everything I got in the bank on my abilities and skill and will and what I'm capable of doing in the ring, you know. There's no other heavyweight in the division like me, especially when it comes into the athletic department. I'm the most athletic heavyweight in the division. And, you know, it comes a point of time where it's enough talking and it's time to fight, which that's what we're doing now. We're getting the last few couple of words here in a couple more days, and then it'll be time to fight. That way, every fighter that had something to say about what they're going to do, it comes a time when you have to put forth action and actually see whether you're really just talking just to promote yourself, just to sell yourself, just to build your confidence or build confidence around you that the people that they have inside you, or is you the real deal? And I'm pretty sure that I can put every penny on it that I'm the real deal. And what I talk about is I put forth action, and what I'm saying I'm going to do, I do it. Everybody that knows me personally knows that if Deontay says he's going to do something, it's going to be done. So, you know, it's exciting times, and I can't wait. I really can't. I'm in love with boxing. I'm in love with the sport. I love fighting. I love every bit of it, you know, and it's just a part of it. This is the part I hate, just the waiting. You know, I'd be so anxious in there to beat somebody up or disfigure their face. This is the part that I hate, the weighing part. I'm ready for the fight. I'm ready to fight. Training is enough. You know, I could have took that last little week of training. I didn't need it. I'm ready. I didn't need the last week of training. I didn't need the last week of strength training. I don't need that. You know, these guys could have went home. If I wasn't paying my sparring partners, I would have sent them home. You know, but I don't believe in giving out free money, so they had to stay and they had to spar. You know, not to the point that they didn't give me no work, because they gave me great work. It's just to the point where I am super ready. I'm just done ready, you know. And I'm looking forward to it. I hope everybody else is, and who I was going to be attending this fight, who I was going to be attending or watching it on TV, man, they're in for a treat. You know, they're in for a huge treat just to start the year off. I'm excited about the new year that we get to start it off, make a statement. I want this fight to be already the fight of the year, and it's just the beginning of the year. So that's what excitement I'm trying to bring to this fight. I'm trying to bring a severe knockout. You know, I want to get back to my knockout days. You know, my hands was still out of all this time, out of a year, my hand was about 85% when I defended my title. Now it's looking back strong as ever. It's back to 100%, and I'm looking to go back to where I used to be, 4 rounds or under.
Pytanie do ciebie, Artur, brzmiało, jak ciężko walczy się z pięściarzami wyższymi. Zrozumiałeś wszystko, co powiedział, że chciałby ciebie znokautować, że uważa, że walka z leworęcznymi pięściarzami w sumie to nie ma żadnej różnicy, że jest tylko walka z odwrotnej pozycji, a że chciałby wrócić do czasów, kiedy nokautował jednego rywala po drugim i uważa, że ta walka z tobą ma szansę być walką roku. Czas na twoją odpowiedź.
Tak jak powiedziałem, nie mogę się już doczekać tej walki, że bardzo dobrze boksuje mi się z wysokimi zawodnikami, przeradam to cały czas na treningach, wszystko wygląda perfekt. Wiadomo, trening to nie to samo co walka, ale jestem na to gotowy, żyję, serce moje bije jak dzwon i czekam na ten dzień, kiedy właśnie zabiję dzwon w ringu i pokażemy, damy ludziom show. A to na pewno musi się przygotować i zobaczymy, czy będzie taki mądry w ringu. Jak na razie gada takie głupoty.
I am just like I just said before, I'm ready to step into the ring, and I also like to fight taller fighters all the time. When I'm spending time in Houston with my trainer, this is what we train, and I understand the training is not the actual fight, but I always liked it, the taller fighters. And for now, I am just, whatever Deontay is saying, it just makes no sense. I don't believe in his words, and I will be able to prove it in the ring on 16. For now, it's just talk by Deontay.
Thank you.
Next question.
Our next question comes from Randy Gordon, CyrusXM.com. Go ahead.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Deontay, I have a question for you. As we approach the end of 2015, probably one of the upsets of the year, maybe the upset of the year, was Fury over Klitschko. Everybody was just really looking forward to 2016's Klitschko against Wilder. How disappointed were you when Klitschko just didn't show up?
I mean, I was very disappointed that Klitschko didn't show up and do the things that we expected him or what he was capable of doing. You know, it could be many reasons of why that Klitschko didn't show up, because that wasn't him as a fighter. You know, Klitschko as the person, his body was there, but as a fighter, his mind, you know, something was missing. You know, that ain't what we used to see out of Vladimir Klitschko, you know. But you know, for me, like I said before, I think Father Time has knocked on his door, and he don't want to let him in yet. But you know, I think it's knocking at his door, and that right there fight proved it. But you know, they talked up a rematch, and we're gonna see the second time around. You know, so some people still in days of belief, because they can't believe what they've seen. And just like my career, many times, you know, people. You know, make excuses for me. They say different things, even criticize me, because they can't understand why I'm able to do what I do and how I do it when I do it. So, you know, it's the same thing as Klitschko. So we're going to see the second time around, was this real or fiction, and go from there. But, yeah, Randy.
I've got one more question for Deontay. I know your sense of history. You're very proud to be heavyweight champion. What does it mean to you? You heard Lou DiBella earlier say this is going to be the first heavyweight title fight in quite a long time in Brooklyn. Does it mean extra to you to be fighting in such a new arena in the borough of Brooklyn?
I'm very happy and honored to be able to fight in Brooklyn. You know, definitely at the Barclays Center as well too. So much rich heavyweight history throughout the state of New York, and I'm so looking forward to finally putting my name down in history. And I definitely want to come in the new year and not only put history down, but in a great fashion, make a great statement to all the others that's in the division. You know, this is exciting times for me. 2016 is going to be exciting times as well too. Just making the whole division back exciting again, where people say, you know, finally saying it's lit, it's exciting, you know, to see what fighters are fighting who or what things are going, you know. It definitely exciting times, man, and I'm just happy to be a part of it and bringing that excitement truly back to the heavyweight division. But I may be a country boy, but I don't think the city is ready for this boy right here.
Thanks a lot, Deontay. All you guys, best of luck. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Jeff Wozniacki, hitfirstboxing.com. Go ahead.
How you doing, fellas? My first question is to Spielka. Last conference call, you were talking about, you told Wilder, let's make this a VADA drug testing fight. Has that worked out? Where are you guys at right now with that situation?
I'm still wait. I don't know why.
Wilder, where are you guys at with that situation?
I don't know what he's talking about. It's too late. I just went to lab court yesterday and got blood drawn, you know, for the fight. So, and I'm sure it's not too late. There will be. This is a championship fight. You're not going to have a championship fight without being drug tested, period. So whether the test is happening before the fight or whether the test happens after the fight, there will be a drug test.
Okay. Next question. For both of you guys, how is this camp different compared to all the other camps that you guys went through?
This camp has been one of the funnest camps, you know, for me, for the simple fact that I haven't been involved with a southpaw in like 3 years, and to get my brain back in functioning of how to defeat a southpaw, it has been fun. It definitely, I can't say challenging because I had too much fun doing it, and I look, oh man, I can't wait to show you everything that I have to offer, you know. Just me as me developing my skill, me developing everything I've learned over the years and applying it in the ring, you know. Like I said before, I keep standing. I want it to be embedded in you guys' brain that 2016 belongs to Deontay Wilder, where he will unify the division. There haven't been one since 1999. That was Lennox Lewis, and now I must make history. I can't let no man get in my way from that. And if any man feels that I'm just talk, like Spiegel say, he think I'm just talk. But like I said, there's never been nothing I said and haven't done, you know. But we've seen him many times talk. We've recently seen him with Jennings say the same shit he's talking about now. And what happened? He ended up becoming the loser. Nothing I've said, everything I said, I bagged up. That's why I'm still the champ. That's why I am a winner. And the thing about it, my 10,000 hours is coming up, training is coming aboard. So now I'm coming a full, complete fighter now. I understand my ability and skills inside that ring. And those 10,000 hours is definitely approaching, and I'm looking forward to the world embracing me and continue being the heavyweight champion of the world, and soon to be the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
Huh? Dla mnie wszystko jest inne w tym obozie. Tak naprawdę dodatkowa motywacja, dodatkowe siły jakieś takie. Wiem, że mam mało czasu, żeby nauczyć się jeszcze więcej od siebie wymagam. I jestem gotowy, tak jak powiedziałem, jestem gotowy na tą walkę już teraz. Już nie muszę, już dawno mogłem odpuścić sparing i wszystko, no ale wiem, że zostało jeszcze tydzień czasu i za tydzień będę gotowy już na 100%. Już nic nie muszę, teraz jest kosmetyka i czekam.
Just like I said before, and just like Deontay said before, I also could just skip the last week of training. Everything is done. Everything is prepared. Right now it's just waiting. So we're going to find out who is who on the January 16th.
Next question comes from Dan Raphael, ESPN. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Arthur, my question for you is, you know, you are the fighter from Poland, but it seems to me that based on the demographic, you know, the crowd that's probably going to turn out for the fight, that with so many Polish fans that come from that are living in the New York, New Jersey metro area, you're probably going to be the crowd favorite. I wonder what you think about the fact that you're fighting in Deontay's home country, but chances are you're going to be the one that everybody's cheering for.
Artur, ponieważ walczysz w Nowym Jorku, w regionie w New Jersey, gdzie jest bardzo wielu Polaków, więc można spodziewać się tego, że pomimo faktu, że walczysz w kraju, z którego pochodzi Deontay Wilder, to twoi kibice mogą przeważać na sali 16 stycznia. Co myślisz o tym fakcie, jak to na ciebie wpływa?
Tak, oczywiście, z pewnością tak będzie. Dużo Polaków, bardzo dużo moich przyjaciół, znajomych wybiera się na tą walkę. Polacy będą, wierzą w to ogromnie, wierzą we mnie. No i tak jak powiedziałem, Polacy są siłą, która mnie uniesie i wierzę w to głęboko. Wiadomo, to jest taka dodatkowa rękawica w tych najcięższych chwilach dla mnie. I nie mogę się doczekać i chcę sprawić radość Polakom i sobie, prawda?
There is no doubt the Polish crowd will be predominant on January 16th in Barclays Center. And there will be like an additional glove in the ring for me. They're gonna carry me to be a winner, to be a champion, something special, and I'm gonna fight also for them.
Well, my other question then for him is, given what he just said, Peter, or Arthur, yeah. What would it mean? I mean, there's been a lot of good Polish fighters in general, but as far as heavyweights, you've had Andrew Golatis had a number of opportunities to fight for a title. There's been others. Tomasz Adamek, of course, was an excellent fighter and fought for the title. What would it mean to you to become the first Polish heavyweight to win a world title?
Było wielu Polaków, którzy próbowali zrobić to, co ty co próbujesz teraz. Andrzej Gołota miał swoje szanse, Tomek Adamek, bardzo dobry pięściarz. Co by znaczyło dla ciebie być tym pierwszym polskim mistrzem świata?
Tak jak powiedziałem, walczę o tą historię, to nie tylko dla mnie jest zwycięstwo, zdobycie mistrzostwa świata, tylko to jest zmiana historii. Dla mnie do końca życia, nawet jak umrę, każdy będzie wymawiał moje imię i nazwisko, że pierwszym polskim mistrzem świata był Artur Szwilka. I to jest dla mnie najważniejsze i do tego dążę i 16 zamierzam wszystkim pokazać, że będę pierwszym polskim mistrzem świata.
This is the most important part of this fight for me, not even to become a world champion. It's not about that. It's about to be a part of the history, become the first Polish heavyweight champion. To be the one, when I, even after my death, the after I'm going to be dead, people are going to say, oh, this was the Szpilka guy, the guy who was the first Polish heavyweight champion. And this is what I want to do it, and this is what I'm going to prove to everybody I'm able to do it on January 16th.
Peter, thank you for translating. Thank you, Arthur. I
have
a question
thank
for
you,
Deontay also.
Well, thank you, Arthur, and thank you, Deontay. That'll be our last question. Once again, the Showtime telecast will begin at 10 Eastern time, 7 Pacific time. But there are tickets still available at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and we urge people to come out. This is a rare opportunity to see the heavyweight champion of the world defend his title and to see another heavyweight championship contested, two heavyweight title fights in one night. Barclays Center, January 16th on Showtime Championship Boxing. Tickets, again, are at Ticketmaster.com by calling Ticketmaster, BarclaysCenter.com by going to the Barclays Center box office. And we hope to see you in Brooklyn, and Deontay and Arthur, we'll see you next week in Brooklyn, and we look forward to a great event on January 16th. Thank you all for joining us.
Definitely. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Have a good day. And we will see New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference. You may now disconnect at this time.